Shalom to all. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Pei Tes, and we are starting the top line with a quote from the Mishnah Chatzi Loik Shem LeToida. And today's daf is sponsored by the Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amos Should Have an Aliyah. So we first discuss all these measurements that we had in our Mishnah, and the Gemara tells us Tanya we have a Brisa, and it's instructive to read a pasuk first before we continue. The pasuk tells us Imal Toida Yakrivenu. So we're talking about the carbon Toida. VeHikriv Al Zevach HaToida Chalos Matzos Belulos BaShemen. That's the first word BaShemen. Urkike Matzos Meshuchim BaShemen. Another word BaShemen. And the Sarsur Bechas Chaz Belulos BaShemen. So here we have three words Bashemen in this pasuk talking about Taida. As the words of Brisa tells, Rabbi Kiva and Rukiva says, Matam Uloimer, Bashemen, Bashemen, Shnei Pa'amim. Why do we have these words Bashemen twice in the first part of the pasuk? That's the first two mentions of the word Shemen. And the answer is, Ilulai Namar El Bashemen Echad. If it only had the word Shemen once, Hayishemer, I would think, Harehu Kal Menachais Lulag. The Lacham, the carbon Taida, are like all other Menachais, and they require a log of Shemen. Achshav Shakasa Bashemen, Bashemen. Now it says Bashemen twice, have a Reboy Achariboy. That's one Reboy after another Reboy, Vain Reboy Achariboy El Lamait. And we know that when we have this setup, that actually teaches us a miyot, a minimization, and therefore that tells us miyot ha'kasa l'chatzi loig. The pasuk is minimizing the amount of oil necessary for a taida, just a chatzi loig and not a full loig. Ask the Gemara, how you say this? Riboy ha'chariboy? This one riboy after another riboy? Chad riboy who is just one riboy? The first mention of the word bashemen is telling us that we need shemen, so that's needed for it itself. That's not a riboy, so that means that the next thing is just one riboy. It's not two ribuyim. So Gemara says you're right. El, rather, this is really what the Brisa is telling us. You loy nemar bashemen kol ikar. Even if the pasuk would not have said shemen at all, ha'yisi aimer. I still would have said, Hariyu Kal Menachas Aloig. The Taida is like all the Menachas, and a Loig of Shemen is going to be brought. And so we actually don't even need the word Shemen at all. Achshu Shneimer Bashemen Bashemen. Now that we have two words Bashemen, so have a Reboy Achariboy, it really is a Reboy after another Reboy, then Reboy Achariboy Elamite. And so that's telling us to minimize the amount of oil needed, Miata Kasal Chatzi Loig, and that tells us that we're minimizing it to only half of a Loig of oil, Filcham of a Taida. Brisa continues, Yachal, you might think, Yehe Chatzi Loig Zemes Chag Lashlashis Minim, Lachasal Kikin Lervicha, that this half a Loig of oil is going to be split between the three different breads that are brought. These are three types that are mentioned in the pasuk, chalos, rukikin, and ravucha. And therefore, when the pasuk says the third time, bashemen, berivicha, is that last mention of the word bashemen, and that's by the last type of lechem, the ravucha. Shaintam alarm, it's technically not necessary because we already know that we're supposed to have oil for the lecham of the taida. And therefore, what do we learn from here? Rebashemel ravicha, that actually there's a reboy, there's an increase of shemen for these last type of breads, the ravucha. And haketzad, how does that work out? So maybe chatzi like shemen, v'chaytseyu, half a leg of oil is brought, and that's split into two, chatzio lechalos rukikin, half of that, meaning a quarter of a loig, is split in between both the chalos and the rukikin, v'chatzio, and the other half, meaning the remaining quarter, l'rivicha, that's for the rivucha. Now, Amar le'Rav Elazar ben Azaria, Rav Elazar ben Azaria told him, Akiva, ima tamar b'kol ha'yom kuloi b'shemen b'shemen, even if all day long, you're going to be bringing me words of b'shemen b'shemen, ein ishemel lecha, I'm not going to listen to you. El, or rather, this is what it is, chatzio lech shemen l'toida, it's a half a loig shemen for the toida, u'rivis shemen l'nazir, a quarter of shemen for the nazir, v'chadosar yom shebein nida l'nida, and 11 days in between two different nida periods. We're not going to be discussing this now. All of these are halacha l'moshe miSinai and has nothing to do with any drushas. We're going to explain the next part of Mishnah Beleg Hayamayded, and here we had a machlokes between Tanakama and Blazer ben Yaakov. Tanakama holds that we have a mincha of 60 esrainos, so we're going to have 60 leg of oil. Whereas Blazer ben Yaakov said that no, even a mincha of 60 esrainos only has one leg of oil. As we continue discussing this, Tanakama, we have a brisa. B'metzayra anik save by metzayra who's poor, who doesn't have the amount of money that wealthy metzayra has, so therefore this metzayra ani is going to bring lesser of a carbon. What does it say in the pasuk? Isarin balol v'loig. Now it's not the full quote. Really, the pasuk says v'isarin silas echad bal b'shemen lemincha v'loig shemen. And what do we learn from here? Limin al isarin shaton loig. This teaches us that an isarin of flour needs a leg of oil. Divrei Chacham, that's Chacham's opinion. So therefore, if we're going to have more than an isarin of flour, let's say two, so we're going to have two leg of oil, so on and so forth. Whereas Menachem Rebbe Lezer, they argue and they say that afilu mincha shalshishim esrainim ein la'el luga, a mincha even of 60 esrainim only has its leg, meaning it has one leg of oil. Shemer, because the pasuk says lemincha v'loig shemen. Mashma that there's a leg of shemen, no more than that for every mincha. So the question is, Rechem Rebbe Lezer, hi, Isarin Bal V'loig, my Avdilei, what do they do this pasuk L'chamim, which is pretty clearly mashma, that every Isarin of flour needs another leg of oil? And the answer is, Ahula Gufei, they learn it to teach it for it itself. The Ka'amar Achmana, Laisichad Isarin, the Tatar is telling a Metzaira that he brings one Isarin, and that's that. Now, the Idech L'chamim, L'gufei L'tzarech, they don't even need a pasuk to teach us this, because M'digal Rechmana got Metzaira, since the Tatar already showed us by a regular Metzaira, or Metzaira who's wealthy, we would call it, Shlesha Karbanis, Shlesha Esrainas, three carbonas, three separate esrainas. So hacha the chad carbon chad isarin. Over here, by a poor mitzayor, he only brings one carbon. So for sure, he brings one isarin. So we don't need a pasuk to tell us that he brings one isarin with one leg. It must be that that pasuk that talks about the one isarin and one leg is saying that every isarin of flour of mincha requires a leg of oil. Now the idach, what about Rechem Blazer? It's shech they say the pasuk is necessary because after Chaminu, I would have thought since our Torah already had rechmanus on this poor mitzayor that he doesn't have to bring the same carbon a wealthy one does. Ema, I might say loy be mina klal or mincha. mincha klal, that he wouldn't need to bring a mincha at all. And that's what we have to have the pasuk. It says, no, he does have to bring a mincha, which is one isarin. Now, v'idach, what about l'chamim, l'gamri l'ashkhan? We never found such a thing that a person wouldn't have to bring a mincha at all, and therefore that's not even a havamina. Now, we continue discussing v'rabanon, hi, l'mincha v'leg shaman, my avdilei. Were there rabanon, do with the pasuk or v'mnechem r'blezer, this pasuk called l'mincha v'leg shaman, which is mashma that it's only one log of shemen for the mincha, no matter how big the mincha is? And the answer is, that's talking about a person who's donating a mincha. He's coming to the Beis Hamikdash, donating a mincha. He just has to make sure that the amount of flour that he's giving is not anything less than what would require a log of oil. And umaynihu, what is that? Isarin. That's an isarin of flour, because an isarin of flour requires a log of oil. And that's just telling him, you want to give a mincha? That's fantastic. You can't give anything less than an isarin of flour. V'idach, what about Nechem Rebelezer? Tati Shalom Smina, they actually learn both things from this pasuk. Now, going on to the next part of the Mishnah, we had said, Shishal Par, Arbal Ail, Shleshal Kaves. That's a total of 6, 4, and 3 lugin of oil for a par, ayil, and keves. The Gemara asked Manalan, how do we know this? And the answer is, because the pasuk says, Niskem chatzi hin yala par, and sachem is going to be half of a hin for a par. Now, hin, trace a lugi havion. A full hin is 12 lug. Because the pasuk says, shemen zayis hin. So we know we have to have a hin of shemen zayis for the shemen mishcha. And the pasuk says, shemen mishchas kodesh ye ze lilo derasechem, and veze begmatria trace her havion. Ze is gematria 12, zayin is 7, hey is 5, so it's a total of 12. And so we see that a hin is 12 loig. It means a chatzi hin is 6 loig, and a par requires a chatzi hin, so it's 6 loig. And it would be the same thing for a shlish hin for an ayol, and a revisa hin for a keves, which is all said in the pasuk. And lastly, the Mishnah had said, shlish yomechzol menorah chatzi loig chal ner, that it's 3.5 loig total of oil for the menorah. That's half of a loig per ner. The question is, menorah mili, how do we know this? The answer is, tonobon, we have a brisa. The pasuk says, me'er van biker, for the menorah should be lit from morning till evening. Now, what does that mean? Telo midasa, give it the proper measurement. There should be lit and going from the evening until morning. Now, the Rach, another understanding is Me'er Vad Biker, in L'chavod Shekshir Me'er Vad Biker, Elozubavad. The only avoid which is kosher from evening till morning is this avoid itself. It's basically the last avoid done during the day, and even at nighttime, if it got extinguished, it's going to be relit, as we know from the previous Amud. And the bottom line is, Vashir Chum, Chatzi Log Me'urtavad Safra, the Chum evaluated their Mashire that a Chatzi Log is enough from evening until morning. Now, the question is, how'd they get to this? So, Igad Army Mimala Matashiaru, Igad Army Mimata Lamala Shiaru. There are those that say that it was from Lamal Lamata, those that say that it was from Mata Lamala. Now, what does that mean? So, Lamal Lamata means they started out with a whole log, and then they woke up in the morning, they saw that there was tons of oil left. So, the next day, they cut down a little bit and cut down a little bit more, until they reached a half of a log. Whereas, Mata Lamala is the other way around. They first started out with a revius log, a quarter, and when they saw that it burned out too quickly, so they kept on adding more and more until they reached half of a log. Now, what the difference between these two opinions be? Manda Omer Mata Lamala Shiro, according to the Manda Omer, that they started from a little bit and then went more. That's because Hatar Chasal Manam Shal Yisrael, the Torah is careful about the Mamanus of Klal Yisrael, and therefore we want to start out with a little bit and add a little bit more as is necessary, as opposed to starting out with more. You might have extras that are left over that has to be thrown away, that can't be used for anything, and that's using precious money from Yedin. Whereas Manda Omer Mal Mata Shiro, according to the Manda Omer, they start from a much larger amount and they go down. Why would that be? Because Ein Anius Makom Ashiros, when you're dealing with a place of wealth, the Beis Hamikdash is like a castle, it's like the palace of the king, it's a place of Ashiros, we don't act in a way of poverty by scrimping and saving and being careful about every tiny little extra amount, and therefore we're going to start out with a much larger amount and then make our way downwards. Now, on the Mishnah, continue to discuss Nesachim. Ma'arv Nischei Parim B'Nischei Elim. We can mix in Nesachim of Parim and Elim, and Nischei Kvasim B'Nischei Kvasim. We can mix in Nesachim of Kvasim together, and also Shal Yachad B'Shal Tzibur. We can mix in Nesachim of a private and public karbanos. And the reason why this is all okay is because the proportions of oil and flour are all the same, so we're able to mix them all together because everything's going to be mixed evenly, so there's no issue. And also, Petas Mabez on top, Shal Yem B'Shal Emesh. Yesterday's Nesachim can be mixed with today's Nesachim. It's also no issue. We know that Nesachim do not have to be brought the same day that the carbon itself was brought, and so we can mix two different days Nesachim together. Aval, however, says Mishnah, Eim Arvin Nisrei Kvasim Nisrei Parim Ve'elim. No mixing Nesachim of Kvasim with Nesachim of Parim and Elim, because the proportions are different. The Nesachim of Kvasim are much more liquidy in comparison to those of Parim and Elim, and therefore everything's not going to be mixed evenly. However, Ve'im Balon Eil B'nei Atzman Ve'il B'nei Atzman, if each of these Nesachim were mixed by themselves separately, Arvun, and then afterwards they all got mushed together, so then Ksherim is kosher with the Eved. However, Machaloi Balal, Pasol. If before the Nesachim got individually mixed, they all got mushed together one big bowl, so then it's Pasol. Lastly, Hakeves Habayim Ha'omer, Alf Bishim Chasek Fula, Loi Hayu Nesachim Kfulin, the Keves, the lamb, which was brought along with the Karban Omer, even though it does have a double Mincha brought, as Pasuk says, it doesn't have double Nesachim, meaning the oil and wine are not double. So it begins by talking about the first part of the Mishnah. Rabbeinu will ask you, Steer, we have a breast that says, Vehiktiroi, and he shall burn it on the Mizbeach. And what do we learn from here? Shloy Arv Chalav Mechalavim. This teaches us that various various chalav and various fats of different karbanos are not allowed to be mixed with each other. So like we say in the beginning of the Mishnah, that lechatchila were allowed to mix nisachim with each other. So Rechon tries to answer im nisarvu ka'amar. The Mishnah is really saying that if they got mixed together, it's not a problem. Not lechatchila were allowed to do that. Ask the Gemara, yihachi, that's really so. How do we understand the next part of the Mishnah that says ve'in ma'arvu nischei kvasim nischei parim ve'elim, that we can't mix the nisachim of kvasim with those of parim and elim? According to the way you, Rabbi Yochanan, are explaining that we're just talking about bidyeved, which means over here that would mean vafilu nisarvu nami loy, that even if they already got mixed with each other, it's still no good. But that can't be because of Muktani Seifa. The next part of the Mishnah says, Balan Elim Fnatsman Ilfnatsman Vinus Arvu Ksherin, then the Sachim of the Kvasim were mixed, and the Sachim of Parman Elim were mixed, and everything was finally blended, and then they were mushed together. It's actually Kashur Bidiyaved. Mechlal de Resha Lechatchila Kamar. It's Mashma that the Resha is talking about Lechatchila. Second, Yerub Yechan explained the Resha in the Mishnah as talking about a case of Bidiyaved. It's clear from the Seifa of the Mishnah that that's talking about Bidiyaved, so must be the Resha the Mishnah is referring to Lechatchila. Back to square one, how could we Lechatchila mix and Sachim together if we have a pasuk that tells us that we're not allowed to mix different chalavim of different karbanos together? So Rabbi, he answers Hachagamah, this is really what the Mishnah is saying. Ma'arvin yenam im nisarv saltim shamnam, that we're allowed to Lechatchila mix the wine of Nisachim together if the flour and oil had already gotten mixed together, so then we're allowed to Lechatchila now mix the wine. But from the beginning, if a person would say, can we mix the Silas and Shemin together? We would say no, and that fits with Rabbi Yochanan. However, ask the Gemara, v'yenil Lechatchila loy, Lechatchila we're now allowed to mix the wine of different Nisachim together. But Tanya, we have a Raisa b'medvarim, where one was it said that Lechatchila we're now allowed to mix the Nisachim of Elim and Parim along with those of the Kvasim, that's Besaras v'Shemen, only with the flour and oil, Avol Yayin Ma'arvin. But Lechatchila we are allowed to mix the different wines. So there's a question. Elam Rabbi, rather, Rabbi answers differently. Hachagam, this is what Mishnah is saying, explaining it along with the Raisa. Heichod ha'hokter saltim v'shamnon, if the Silas and Shemen of the various Menachas was already burned, so then Ma'arvin Yayin Lechatchila we're allowed to mix the wines together. Heichod ha'loy hokter, but if they weren't yet burned, so then im nisarv saltim shamnon, if the Silas and Shemen were mixed together, then ma'arvin nami yeinon, we could also mix the yayin vimla. But if not, ein ma'arvin no lechatchila mixes the wine. Why not del ma'asi leruvei Silas Shemen lechatchila? Because then we might end up mixing the Silas and Shemen lechatchila together, and that's not okay. The yayin technically is allowed to be mixed together lechatchila, but we're afraid that if we allow that to happen before the Silas and Shemen were already brought on the mizbeach, so once he mixes the wine, he might end up mixing the Silas and Shemen as well, and that's a problem. We can explain the Mishnah that said kevas habayim ma'omer, the kevas that came along with the omer, it's mincha is double, but then a sachem, meaning the oil and the wine are not. Now why is that? So Tana Rabbanu, we have a brisa. The pasuk says mchasai shnei esrayim, the mincha of the kevas is brought with the omer two esrayim. Lim that teaches us al kevas habayim ma'omer, the kevas that comes with the carbon omer, mchasai kful, it has a double mincha. Now yachol, you might think says brisa, kishem shemchasai kful, just like it has a double mincha, kachienu kafel, so too the wine is double. So Tana Rabbanu, so the pasuk says niska yayin reviyasahin, as we see from here, it just has a regular reviyasahin and it's not double. Now yachol, you might think leyayin kafel shein nivlan mchasai, the wine's not double because it doesn't get mixed with the mincha. Maybe the oil should be doubled because that gets mixed with the mincha. And answer to that is the Talmud Lamed, the pasuk says v'niskay kol nesachim lo yu'el revias, that all the nesachim, meaning not just the wine but also the oil, is just revias ahin and not more than that. Asking where my Talmudah, how do we learn that out from this word v'niskay? Like how do we see that? So Rav Blazer answers k'siv v'niska. Really, it says v'niska with a hey at the end. But v'karinon v'niskay, we read it v'niskay, and the difference between niska and niskay is nekeva versus zachar. Niska is nekeva, niskay is zachar. And why does that make a difference? So Ketzad, how do we explain this? It's teaching us niska, the mincha, that it's nesach of the mincha, meaning the oil should be ke niskay diyayin, like the nesachim of the wine, and mayayin revias, just like the wine is revias, as it says beferish in the pasuk, af shemen nami revias, so to the shemen is revias ahin, and not more than that. We're going to know a discussion which is relevant. Rabbi Yochanan, he tells us, asham mitzar shechate shloy l'shmoy, to nesachim. And asham mitzar brings, and we shechted shloy l'shma, it still needs nesachim brought along with it. Shema ta'omer kain, if you don't say that, paslasa, you've passled it. We know that a carbon asham shechted shloy l'shmai is kosher, but the problem is a regular carbon asham doesn't have nesachim brought with it, whereas an asham mitzayra does, and therefore the asham mitzayra, if you want it to still be kosher to be able to bring it on the mizbeach and have the kayhanim eat a part of it, it still has to have its nesachim brought along with it. Because nesachim are not brought with it, as Rabbi Yochanan just said, you just passled it because it's an asham mitzayra without nesachim. However, Maskev Lar Menashe Bar Gadya, he asks as follows: El Me'at, if that's really so, keves habayim ma'omer shechted shloy l'shmai, what about this keves that we just mentioned that's brought along with carbon omer? Let's say that was shechted shloy l'shmai. Its mincha should also be doubled. Shema timer kin, if you don't say that, paslasai, so you've made a pasul. If that was shachat shalai lishma, that also, yehaton shnei gizim kain echad, it should require two blocks of wood to be brought on the mizbeach with one kain, because that's what's done in the morning. Shema timer kin, if you don't say that, pasalta, you pasuled it. And also, if the afternoon, yehaton shnei gizim shnei kaihanim, it should require two blocks. blocks of wood brought by two kaihanim, because that's what's done in the afternoon. Shema Tayyar Kin, if you don't say that, Pasasa, you've pasled it. Sigmar says, yeah, and Echnami, actually that is correct, and that is what would be necessary in order to say that it's still kosher, and it's not a kasha on the Brisa, because El Rabbi Abai just clarifies, Chadibinayu Nakat. The Brisa was just mentioning one out of multiple things, even if it was done Shalai Lishma, it's still kosher, but something else has to be done to ensure that it remains kosher, and it shows that Shama Tzaira, as opposed to one of these other things, but these other things as well, what we just mentioned, would have to be done with them. Anyway, different answer, Rabba Amar, Kornsomer's Rava Amar, Mishnah Mahanuch, this is all good regarding all the other ones that we mentioned, meaning besides the first case of Shama Tzaira, all the other ones are Kabanus Ayla, as there's actually no problem bringing them without all the extra things we just mentioned. Why would that be? Because Sadi Amar Alf on top, Ilai Chazul Ayas Chayva, if they're not fit for the Chay that they're supposed to be brought for, Karvil Ayas Nadava. So they could be brought as Ayas Nadava, no problem. And therefore they wouldn't necessarily have to be brought with a double Mincha or with the Shnei Gizrin or whatever that we just mentioned. Elohacha, but over here with Hashem Tzaira, Ilai Mekos Lai Milsei, if you don't keep it as it is, as an Hashem Tzaira, Hashem Nadava Mi'ika, could you switch it to an Hashem Nadava and say, okay, it's not Hashem Tzaira, but it's Hashem of Nadava? No, because there's such a thing as Hashem Nadava. And therefore, when the Hashem Tzaira is Shechta Shalai Lishmai, you have to keep it as an Hashem Tzaira, and therefore its Nesachim have to be brought with it as well. And Tankavaz Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Hashem Tzaira is Shechta Shalai Lishmai, and Hashem Tzaira is Shechta Shalai Lishmai, Aishlai Nasim Nadava Elgab Behainais, or the blood wasn't placed on the Behainais, which is the thumb and the big toe of the Mitzaira. That's what's supposed to happen. Harizu Elgab Mizbeach, it is put on the Mizbeach, Vaton Nesachim, it requires Nesachim. However, Vitzar Hashem Achal Atiroi, it still requires another Hashem to matter him, because that's what's done in every case when a carbon's brush Shalai Lishmai, it's kosher, meaning you could still continue bringing it. However, it doesn't count for the Bialim L'Shem Chayiv, so a new Hashem has to be brought in its place. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss the measuring Kilim Beis HaMikdash, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.